be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the filthiest room in Nevada, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. I am this week joined not only by my regular compatriots, Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, and Dogwater Dick, but in studio, we have a special treat for you. We have an acoustic playing Slut Fungus.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I really should just wing it every time, huh?
It seems to go better.
Yeah.
Acoustic playing Slut Fungus.
Yeah, I needed two more syllables there. Yeah.
This probably isn't even the filthiest room
Fuck
on Nelson.
Fuck that, dude.
Nelson
we play
Avenue.
Electric fucking guitar. We're a rock and roll band. We keep it dangerous.
Yeah, dangerouser and dangerouser.
Grr.
I love grr. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I hope you had a good week, because I sure did. Thank you. I want to, first of all, at the top of the show, thank everybody that came out to the Reno Block Party this weekend.
Block Party.
I'll second that.
I don't know, like, how much of a success it was, how many people showed up, but it was a damn good time. I had a blast being the MC. I got to partner up once again with my buddy from last year, Dave Hedell, who sounded actually great on the mic.
Yeah, he did great, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm proud of him.
And I was glad he remembered.
His podcast lasted.
I thought he looked familiar.
I was glad he remembered to, like, plug all the sponsors and t-shirts and stuff, because I just kind of plugged the podcast and the bands and tried to be funny.
You were both really good. You should be proud of what you did.
No, it was a good team. We had a good team going on this past weekend. And all the bands were great. The art was great. The art cars and the DJs, I didn't pay attention. I was at the live music stage.
The people who are into DJs seem to be enjoying it.
There's a lot of that. Yeah. No, yeah, I walked around a little bit. We had good crowds everywhere.
It was a great day. Beautiful day for it. But ideal, yeah.
A lot of great performances. Everybody killed it. Such a good lineup. A lot of people have been on the show before. Memory Motel.
Big Remote.
Spike and Jackson, Walk of Shame. The Canes killed it, as usual.
The Canes were badass.
Yeah. Freaking Greg falling all over himself on the stage.
It was rock and roll central, man.
Yeah, no, we had a good time. A vocab company.
I heard that.
Those guys were good.
Those guys killed it. They were a nice band to have in town with all the rest of us. The only out-of-town band in the whole bunch.
From what I can listen to on the internet, they sound awesome.
They're pretty pro. It was a cool show.
They played at Jub Dub's the night before, too, right? And that was like a big hit.
Yeah.
Like in a smaller venue.
I mean,
you know, like
they're
good. Like
they're
good
a good band. You should all please check out Vocab Company.
With a K and a K.
Yes. Vocab with Ks. Like Pinky Polansky.
Yes.
Just two, not three.
Right.
Yeah. Something or three.
You'll be safe about it.
Three's a whole different website.
Bukkake has three Ks, and that's always nice, right?
For some.
Not really.
It's a machine that goes bang.
Actually, Bukkake's only got two Ks, bro.
Also, hats off.
Unless
are
it's
you sure
roller
about
jockey
got three
Bukkake.
Ks, man. We got three.
Yeah, we misspelled it.
Bukkake.
We misspelled everything else on the
B-U-K-K.
Album,
so.
Oh, my bad.
A-K-E.
You guys are real Japanese guys.
It's white power porn.
Sure, man.
Power porn.
I know what I'm looking up. It's real.
Oh, boy.
It's uniporn.
Uniporn.
Unicorn.
It's part unicorn, part porn.
Yeah, there you go.
Unicorn porn's pretty good.
You watch it and it stabs you.
Yeah, speaking of, they were great at the fashion party.
Stabby unicorn. Before, yeah.
Shout out to Eric Foreman and Daisy Foreman and Rhiannon Box.
Man, I missed that 70s show.
And Rhiannon's Box.
Also, last weekend, out Sleazefest down at Shay's.
Kudos to that.
Give it up to Dean Reno, freaking making.
That's a great event every single year.
Yeah. No, I saw a lot of great out of town bands who have no idea who the hell they are.
Yeah, bands from all over the West Coast.
Punk
come
is
for that.
Fuck. It was awesome.
Shays is a perfect place for it too.
I got to see Cathedral Ghost, and the new stage at Shays is killer. It's a punk rock bar with a great fucking stage now and
Thank
a good
Christ,
sound system.
Because we were playing on some pallets and plywood.
Those pallets and plywoods kicked ass, dude.
It was pretty fun.
It was
one of my favorite shows we've ever done.
Yeah, they were throwing skateboards at the front of the stage at Shays.
I want to see Slut Fungus and Liver Scars at Shays.
If you really bring it and you play real music,
you miss Slut Fungus and Liver Scars at Shays.
would get broken.
People appreciate that kind of music.
Or equipment, something.
Or both.
Teeth.
Probably both.
Some dude, I get their
I don't know. When we played at Shays, I almost had to stab some dude trying to sell shards and shit.
That's the way
that Shays was trying to sell shards and was just like, hey, come smoke shards with me.
Oh, yeah. I just like, whoa, you're too hardcore. Yeah.
He was like, he was like, Jesus Christ, man, I'll do it away, man.
Yeah, dude, he just starts like preaching and rapping and all this crazy shit. And then he reaches over my shoulder for his beer and I was like, dude.
That's you need to sit down and relax.
Yeah, no shit.
Smoke more pot. It's much better for your constitution.
Calm down.
I just need a stick.
You need to get up at noon. And fuck you, Rick. You son of a bitch.
Hey, Rick, what would you... Hey, I'm sorry, not Rick. Nick, what would you do for $5?
Punch you in the mouth.
My cool thing is that I got new ones.
I got $5 on that.
I noticed that sounded different.
This is the other one.
Oh, I just suck his dick. Hey, you want a brand new one? I just suck his dick.
You get there you two go. Klondike Here's bars for $5. Bucks. What are you gonna do?
Fuckers.
But I love the calm one. This is the best.
I just suck his dick.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that
we're
just
not
gets
gonna.
You any
we're
problem.
Not gonna. It's not gonna be funny anymore.
Pick
if we keep
on Nick
it up,
Town.
So.
Yeah.
Why not?
Show we picked on Nick way too much.
Did
like
we?
There were so sure. many like bad. Things. I didn't mean.
Every four or five shows.
Rick, that's what
that.
I was trying to pass you that note before the show.
I started to get it, but I didn't know like when you wanted it.
When I said $5, that was your cue.
Oh, okay.
I see. I'm a dumbass.
Pick on him, dude. He's to my left, and he's making me nervous.
Nick looks sad.
I just
sad.
Suck his dick so I can taste fucking her pussy off of it.
There you go. For the record, that's all he meant.
It's not gay to taste pussy, okay?
The context, it doesn't sound.
I've only ever had gay sex trying to taste vagina, so it's not really gay.
Totally had your eyes closed the whole time.
Yeah, no eye contact.
I think we just changed the name of the podcast to the I Just Suck His Dick.
The I Just Suck His Dick cast.
Yeah. I'm sure lots of people would tune in then.
Well,
more than we'd like.
The 12 that are out there, we might lose one or two.
I certainly wouldn't listen to it.
You guys are my best friends.
Yes, we love you, Nick.
We love you.
I could tell.
Cocksucking ways.
Because let's pull back the curtain a little bit. The reality is, outside of this room, well, Nick, you're the Crown Prince of Reno music, man.
Oh yeah, right.
You're in 1,000 bands, and everybody loves you.
Actually, Nick is the coolest.
Everybody
one here.
Wants. Yeah, like outside of this room, you're totally the coolest.
You know why Rory's saying that? Because I'll just suck his dick.
And I appreciate it. Oh. Every week before the show, we have a little meeting.
He puts a gun in my head. I'm just all, that's intense. Yeah, give it to me, Daddy.
I'm glad we didn't get here.
There's step one. Cow. This is what I like to call step two.
Is that what you guys did before I gave
down that one?
Are we going too far with this? Let's talk about slut fungus, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, is that who we have in the studio?
Let's talk to the voices in the room here.
You guys
just
made me too uncomfortable.
We're like
welcome to the show. Welcome
too,
to our
man.
World, man.
You guys have been here before. They are no stranger to the dog water.
Wow.
You drank it.
You guys must be having a hard time with this show, putting us on here.
we're like Kiss unveiling our makeup, you know?
This is like how it goes.
It's like a real behind-the-music type of thing.
Exactly. Rick right now, his big girl panties are soaking wet. He has been so looking forward to the show for months.
I'm so excited.
Ever since like Brian and I talked about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we haven't sucked his dick. Which, you know.
Now I hate you too.
Always an option, if you like. I want everybody to be able to know your names with your voices.
Okay.
So, starting at my right, the beautiful and talented.
Brian.
Cowbell.
A.K.A.
Cowbell.
That's not A.K.A. That's
I'm correcting you on your name.
Plan B,
you're
man.
Wrong. Your name is Brian Cowbell.
My parents lied to me.
Yes.
Your parents are liars.
Also known as, what were you going to say?
Plan B, man.
Plan B.
With the B-E so I don't get in a fight with the 20 DJs that are named Plan B.
Dude, I'm Plan B.
And then B, you, my friend.
Jared Evans.
Jared
J-Rod. Evans. You can call me asshole for all I care. Most people do.
Oh, and what do you guys do in the band?
Drums.
I play bass.
All right, so you are the rhythm section.
Yeah.
Rhythm section wanted.
Like we need that.
the motion of the ocean. Small cock means nothing.
And then directly across from me,
Travis T, and I play guitar. Very basic power chords.
Do you think
simple.
Of that? Do you think
Travis
of that?
Pretends to play guitar?
Do you exactly. think of that nickname all by yourself?
No, I was working with this old guy, and he was like, "Oh, I'll call you Travis T, like travesty."
All right. Well, hey, like, as long as you rad. Didn't give yourself that, that's okay.
Okay.
If you gave it to yourself,
nobody,
I would have to
nobody
make
should
fun
ever
of you.
Give themselves their own nickname.
But people do.
I know they no, do. But that's I think it sucks.
I thought it
that was
witty,
kind of a quiz. So,
yeah.
So, when did you come up with your stage name?
Oh. Yeah, when did you come up? That's, who are you? That's what I was explaining.
Actually, I nicknamed him Reverend Pra because he's a pack of raps because he was in this group called Baggy Pants Armada.
Yep. Oh, really?
Baggy
the
Pants
BPA.
Armada.
BPA. I was in a clique in high school
like
called the Big Naughty
I Mean
Hip Hop Pirates.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, so. No, nothing about pirates, dude. Okay. We're clean. We're living.
An Armada. Now, all right. What is your name, my friend?
Oh,
so you can say it with your voice, and not have somebody else.
Okay, I was born too late, so I'm the late and great Reverend Pa.
Reverend Pa, late and great.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh shit, Reverend fight.
Another Reverend, huh?
Yeah,
I'm a Reverend too. Reverend.
Let's do it.
Well, yeah, no, we're cool.
Are you ordained, bro?
Oh, tag team,
yeah,
Reverend
Universe
fight.
Life Church.
Yeah, yeah. We have three ordained. We have four ordained.
Hell yeah,
ministers wow. in the studio right now.
I left out.
And actually, Rick in the other room actually counts because he's really he preaches and shit for real.
Have any of you actually?
Well, no, I got the Radcliffe thing too.
Yeah, and you're one of the senior fathers of the church
on paper and
J Rod. I asked Rick to do my wedding, and he said he couldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll do your wedding.
Well, I already got married, so it's too late.
I'll do your vows.
I was unfortunately out of town
I'll
during the planning
sister,
stages.
Dude. Like, I'm versatile.
Yeah. Well, it didn't work out, but who I did get was awesome. But
it was awesome. It was a great time.
We got four ordained guys. How many clampers do we got in a room?
I'm an up and coming.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. So very soon. You
and
going
for,
down to,
for those of you listening to the show, you know how many people raised which arm.
Right. So recorded.
Secret societies freak me out.
Thank you.
They sure. Yeah. You're welcome.
See, I'm the elf down at the Carson Mall during the holiday season, and Santa just so happens to be this dude out of Dayton. Everybody calls him Santa year-round. He is just Santa Smith. His real name is Raymond, but nobody knows that.
Way to out him, douche.
Yeah, you know.
what do you mean?
Douche.
He's going to love it because this is going to be all kinds of free publicity, and he's smart like that, so... But no, he's supposed to bring me in, apparently. You got to be a clamper, da-da-da-da-da.
Well, Santa Claus wears a red shirt every
be.
Year.
Yep, absolutely.
Everybody says already thinks I am because of the hat. They're like,
right.
People can't see, but I've got a shit ton of pins on this red and black hat.
Oh, damn.
So, well, after the show, I got a list for him I'm going to give to you.
So. You got it, dude. Take it straight to the factory, faggot.
I've been being good.
No offense,
you're gonna
as long as I can say midget.
I'll give you a pass.
Sweet.
Jared is a good friend of short stature who's a monster on the crotch punching giant.
Yeah.
How tall are you, sir?
You can keep your crotch punching, but I welcome your giant.
I'm 4'3", but I make up for it in other areas.
Yeah,
he's
got a huge dick. Ladies,
I
am single, by the way. Just
listen up.
775. No.
Thinking of trying something different.
Now I know why he's working for Santa.
Come check out Slut Fungus at their next show. Somebody throw out a plug.
Whenever that is.
Yeah, whenever we have one.
Oh, well, what do we have to look forward from you guys?
Check your local listings.
Yeah. We have a new album coming out. It should be out, hoping, by September.
It's a good looking album.
Hopefully there will be a show around then.
How about that cover?
The album art is beautiful.
Yeah, the album's not out yet.
Check out the album art.
It's worth the $2 you got to pay for it.
Jesus Christ. Right. Even if there's no music on it.
I would buy that off the internet for $11.
Are we allowed to describe it?
I'll give you
$12. Let's talk. Well, I would
I just have one question.
I would just like to describe it, and I quote, Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
It's a color. It's a color.
I'm gonna just leave it at that. That's it will exceed your expectations.
It's one of the best renderings of a Blumpkin I've ever seen.
Yes. A bloody Blumpkin.
There's a toilet on it.
Terrifying.
And that was all done courtesy of our good friend Mark Walker, who is an outstanding artist.
Mark Walker at Blackest Graphics. You can check him out at
his website.
Yeah, his website. Sididius0.
Try again.
Sididius0.blogspot.
If you ever want to commission a painting,
whatever. Mark Walker,
Walrus eating a donkey's pussy.
Is that Blacklist Graphics?
Blacklist Graphics, okay. Mark Walker.
Like blacklisted.
Yeah.
Nice. Like, yeah.
He's on Facebook under Mark Seditious.
He's got very good attention to detail.
Okay. That's a good one. People can find that Facebook.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah, he misspells everything, so it makes
more local art.
Yeah,
that's always helpful.
That's underground.
Nick,
after seeing the artwork and then seeing your tattoo on your arm too, like, are you guys totally into Satan or what?
Completely, utterly.
You like ritualize animals?
Okay, now I've got to say we keep our views and opinions.
We keep our shit.
Are not necessarily my own.
Just listen to the music. We're about the music.
I like you guys, you know, but.
They sent me the demo of, like, recordings they'd done in the bedroom, and so I knew a little bit of what the songs were going to sound like. And then we're recording, and he's all, okay, now we're going to do this one. I go, oh, is that the one where there's the what did I say, the Vicious Tom action, and you guys screaming, praise Satan, over and over again?
Give
praise to Satan, yeah. He's all, no, that's the other one. This is something else. And for those of you who've been to my house, you know the entire place is covered in crucifixes. It's
like, that's
totally
my theme.
You know,
so just stand on our heads.
It is kind of the theme of your house these days.
That doesn't gaudy religious art.
It doesn't work on Satanists as much as it works on vampires, though, right?
Well, it mostly keeps Buddhists away.
The judgmental Buddhists.
Yeah, so it was really cool to, like, because most of the lyrics, our preacher was, like, screaming right in front of my wall of Bibles. So I just thought that was cool.
It was inspirational.
Who says Christians and Satanists can't get along?
Exactly.
As long as they're not like fundamentalist Christians
or Satanists. Right.
Or fundamentalist Satanists.
Yeah. Those guys are douches too.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so.
We're all pink on the inside.
Oh, Jesus.
Anybody who's a little too zealous is, they got blinders on, yo.
A little too zealous.
Gotta widen
your
perspective.
I'm a Gnostic Satanist.
Gnostic Satanist.
I'm just your average run of the mill heathen.
Yeah, seriously, I'm like non denominational in every way, shape, and form.
We all have different feelings about everything. We just are inspired by music and we choose to do so.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of. Dance Monkey Dance.
Oh, music. Okay.
Play music for me.
We set up a ton of bullshit for this.
Right effing now. Yeah.
You know what? Never mind.
Yeah, you know what? In fact, I'm just going to. You know,
Dance Monkey Dance.
And Rory has left the building.
Later, Rory.
No. So let's hear some of that acoustic satanic punk rock.
Okay, before we play,
somebody's coming out to do drums, right?
Waiver, just so we know we're not going
to get
drummer,
sued. Go to the room.
And,
Mr. Brian Cowell on his way out the door. And we're going to
hand me the guitar, Brian.
Dive heads deep.
There's a lot of people in this room. It's hard to move around.
We're going to do some stuff here that has nothing to do with Satanism, however you look at it. We have tattoos. We have cool album art. But this is about real life situations.
Cool. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll?
Lots of sex.
Yeah, real life situations.
I like rock and roll about rock and roll.
Here we go. All right.
Yeah.
Rick has left the room.
So, while we're waiting for the band to finish getting set up, I want to give a shout out to the newest project in town, Nowhere Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
Check it out, nowherenevada.com. It's a movie that's being made here in Reno, cast, crewed, produced, everything straight out of Reno. We're going to start filming in about 2 weeks, and then we hope to have it out in festivals and contests later this year.
And it's been cast already. We've got getting a script to the actors as like of today, I believe. Mm-hmm. If you're interested, please check us out on Facebook, Nowhere Nevada, nowherenevada.com. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be really involved with that too, doing a little PR.
There's quite a few more positions open for volunteers.
Yeah, we can all we can still use some help because it's a small community project and all hands on deck.
Kinds of parts.
Nick's also super involved.
Yes, yes. I'm going to be the – I am the
music?
Script coordinator, the
music
a
director?
Consulting producer, and a the music
choreography,
director.
Yeah.
No,
not
choreography.
Not choreography.
No. I am a dancer, though.
You are putting together
– I am a dancer.
I'm at,
but I can't choreograph
musical?
Shit.
I evidently have a small
It does
role.
Have some music in it, a lot of Sereno music.
I get to play a fake radio DJ.
That's right.
Like, how can you be a you're a radio DJ right
I'm a
now?
Part. No. I'm a DJ on the fake radio.
Oh, okay. On the movie. Okay. All right.
There's
all
a right. big
movie. Would be a fake DJ.
Yeah, like they would
movie.
Let us be on the real.
So, one last time. NowhereNevada.com. Please check us out. It's going to be awesome. Please support us. We're going to have a Kickstarter project later this summer, and more details on that.
Absolutely.
In the future, but right now. Are you guys ready to rock our socks off with your acoustic
Absolutely.
Guitars?
Absolutely. Absolutely not.
Sounds like
Oh, and hand drums. Yeah.
No. This is going to be interesting.
I love you, Brian.
Hey, you're off. Wait. My shit's all off. Something
Shit,
either
fuck.
Yours or mine is.
I would.
It's gotta be
somebody
mine.
A little sad.
This is what we mean by live.
So, oh yeah,
recent
thank,
past.
I got Rick totally shitty somehow. Yeah.
Fuck it. Thanks, let's just Rick. Play.
We can just edit this out in post.
We can't
right?
just. We can't just play. But not if it's off key.
Yeah, just tune it up. Rick knocked
tune
over.
Tune her up.
Yeah. Oh,
damn
that's
it,
my
Rick.
Fault.
Tune her up.
Seriously. You know, if you handled it like you handle a cock.
You know what?
You get a lot better, Rick.
That's a
good
pretty advice. Big
I didn't
if.
Know it was there, and I hit it with my ass.
Well, then you must get some sloppy head.
Right.
Is it all right if I go to the Travis and take a plan B while there's tuning?
No, dude, it's not all right.
Hold on.
Did it? Yeah. Let's get the shit in tune.
I can't hear.
Just go ahead and Hold pee on. In that beer can over there. Like a normal person.
Where? I love the tuning song.
Nick's got one in his hand.
Beer?
Oh, no. You don't want to give that beer away for what Josh is suggesting.
You'll get it back.
Especially if you're drinking that
You'll
beer.
Get it back.
Well, you get it back. You won't want it.
Yeah, exactly.
A warmer.
Says you. I'll just suck his dick. I'm a big faggot.
At right here, real quick.
Who we're talking about here.
I don't have the right music, but this will have to be close enough. take your headphones off, dude.
Okay, I think I'm
Happy birthday, Chewy!
Yeah, happy birthday, Chewbacca!
Congratulations, making one more year around this globe we
this
call
is all
the
planned.
Sun, we call the Earth, yeah.
You guys are fucking rad,
the
thanks. That was like the best the birthday okay. wish I got all weekend.
Take two.
We happy birthday, we're glad you're a year older.
Thank
and,
you.
And what does that make you now, 12, 14?
38
again, excellent. No, not just for the first time. 37 again.
I'm 37
well, welcome
again.
To the club.
I'm 37 for the second
welcome
time.
Welcome to
now.
The almost 40 club. It really doesn't matter.
I 70 years old.
Every year, I'm like closer and closer to my lucky number, which is 40.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a good year.
It's all downhill
I'm looking
from there.
Forward.
Hey, man, I love 40.
The universe is 42.
Exactly. That's when
answer,
it really
the
starts.
Answer.
That's when the wheels start to
That's
come off.
That's bullshit.
It is. It's just silly Star Trek.
Hey, my wife got hat.
Yes, Douglas Adams.
Yeah, I knew.
It's giving me a nerd on.
It's a little of both
exactly.
there, though.
Yeah.
Douglas
die?
Adams and South Park.
You know, they might be giants.
Yeah.
All right.
Devo.
Wish they'd start making
Devo,
40s
definitely
and 42 ounce size.
And Ray Bradbury, rest in peace.
Okay, I think we're good.
All right.
Are we good?
One, two, three, four. Yeah.
watching this piss. It makes us feel seen all over the place.
I'm bubbling up a twat.
Well, that's what you got.
I'm bubbling up a twat.
The beat's sucking up.
Yeah, yeah. Short, sweet, yeah. To the point.
Can really relate to
awesome.
That one.
Okay, now I guess Brian and I got to trade seats.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea from this point.
Yeah, or do you guys want to do another song because you play punk rock and they're so short?
We can do that.
We can, yeah, just like let's do another song, man. You know?
What do we want to do? Which one?
Well,
you guys got a song about a twat? What?
Let's see. Hold on. We'll just...
I'm going to bomb in a
do some improv. You got to go play some more, Brian.
We could just do...
You got to go back out there.
You want to play guitar? I'll just play drums for the rest of them. No matter. Whatever.
All right.
All right. Oh, we're going to have to do a switch over. All right.
Yeah. Switch it over. Switch it up. Switch it over real quick.
Doom, doom, doom,
yes.
Doom,
yes.
Doom,
doom,
doom. Usually when we do punk rock, we put a couple back to back just because they're so
short.
Yeah.
Because punk rock doesn't need to be long because it's good.
I like how the sirens are going.
There's that 20
yeah,
minute
I love that sound.
Song that Subhumans did.
This shit's dangerous.
Yep.
I'm inspired by
Cradle
Gangsta
to the Grave,
rap,
that's
dude.
That's a good fucking song.
I'll listen yeah. to Ice Cube every day, every day.
Hell yeah.
Wasia Flia Nia.
Today was a good day.
I can say Nia because it's, you know, Wasia Flia Nia. That's what he says, dude. I'm,
like,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Word.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean. Nada, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I mean.
Nada, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I mean. I don't like the hip hop.
As the preacher and the
I
naked
love
to evolve into spoken word. You're right.
I love hip hop.
I remember in the garage,
hey,
I
Nick,
mean the green room.
For
yeah,
me
green
in the dressing
like
room.
10 minutes ago. Yes, I do like hip hop.
You want me to beatbox
still.
For me? Yeah. Yeah.
You just don't understand the hip hop.
I'm a pack of raps.
Yo,
my raps
Trevor
are a
Pop,
bunch of crap.
I'm a pack of raps.
Pack
my
of raps.
Stabs and
pack
eat my
of
nut sack. Yo.
Wrinkled old twat.
Eric. Eric. Eric.
Chicken, chicken.
What was it? We're going to do couch surfing? All right.
All right. Oh,
beef curtain.
Couch surfing.
I will
beef,
vote
beef,
for that.
Beef.
Let's do couch surfing.
Oh.
Ready?
No. So it's called couch surfing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I
through like
the
that.
Years.
I can relate.
That's how Nick and I met.
Couch surfer.
That's true.
Your awesome. Boxes. All right.
Fuck you, Rick.
Take a cigarette, smoke all your
nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, it's like that's what it's like camping with you guys, huh? Yeah.
Oh, it's a like more mushroom tea.
And honestly, and that word just makes me think two words. Bobby Stander. Bobby Stander. Call me when you get out of jail, douchebag. So, yeah.
But Brian was the only one who got, or I mean, J-Rob was the only one who got what you just said.
What?
What you just said. I don't know. I didn't get
No.
He just laughs all
no,
the time.
No, it's just some, it's some friend of mine in Louisiana who surfed my couch for a number of minutes.
All right, Bobby.
While we're at it, I'll give props to
who is now in jail?
No, Jay Nally.
Yeah, who's now in jail.
Which is a great place to couch surf.
Jay Nally, my neighbor on Nick's couch back on Nevada Street back in 1995.
That's true. Did he eat all of your ramen and use your phone?
You know,
back when people had landlines.
And my couch.
Yeah. Our collection of loogies in the 40 bottle in the corner was so beautiful, Jay.
Yeah. And then his cat shit on his lap.
And how we used to throw socks up in the tapestry on the ceiling. That was beautiful.
That's just where you kept the dirty socks?
Well, yeah. Where there was no laundry to be spoken
of. Where's Jared? Jared, come on.
Are we done?
I don't even know where the laundry room was.
No more music.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
Yeah, come back, J-Rod.
Those are great times, though, Nick.
I missed you so much.
Oh, yeah, well, man. I want to say this next.
I'll say so
this
too. Sorry to
That's what I wanted to say. No, this next segment of our show is brought to you by the wonderful, wonderful artists at Stingray Tattoo. Oh, except that Rick's in here.
Stingray Tattoo. I love Stingray.
I'm going to get a tattoo at Stingray Tattoo when I turn 18.
Stingray Tattoo, loser tested, mother approved.
Check out our online portfolio at stingraytattoo.net.
Tattoos available
at Stingray Tattoo.
Divorce finalization.
I wanted a 13 and they gave me a 31.
Raiders Super Bowl
hey,
victory
now,
party.
Hey, now, those are sponsors.
Don't you guess a sponsor?
Yeah.
You probably
you
said
ever seen
31.
Wayne's World?
Oh, wow.
I tattooed the best penis on my forehead. Go to Stingray Tattoo.
You can't say the penis
this
didn't
is,
look good.
This is not
it was
artistic.
Yeah, it was you seriously.
It's not their fault.
Nice. Oh, shit, it's hot in here.
There's no half-ass penis on your forehead.
So you guys are from Carson City. Do you rebel against the capital of our fair state?
No comment.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Nice. Yeah.
Hey, we need a second one of those.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jess.
Absolutely.
That's no, a pretty good place,
we really don't like to play in Carson because everyone just stands around like a fucking dead leg.
It sucks
and,
there.
We prefer to play in Reno.
They stay for about 45 minutes, and then they go get drunk or spun or whatever, and then and
not like a Reno.
Every 20 minutes to go smoke a cigarette.
And you know, that's not only us. That happens with other bands such as Blunderbust, Cranium, which is fucking incredible.
And, Cranium's the shit.
You know, really, right, Cranium, one of the best bands ever out of Reno.
If you can't, like,
out of the West Coast.
Yeah. Period.
Yeah, if you can't stand around and listen to Cranium and you walk away from Cranium, then you don't
understand
what's happening.
You
You're a retard.
Absolutely.
No offense to retards.
Well, Cranium's really, not as exciting as a cigarette.
If your ego gets too big and you need a reality check, just go play a show in Carson.
Oh, we just got a new sponsorship?
Well, we got a shout out for the Blunderbust. Blunderbust shout out.
I'll drink
out.
To that.
Jen's Cafeti,
love
Karen
you guys.
Gates.
We love you girls. You're the best. You're the best.
White stripe with pussies.
Hey, hey, Rick.
It was hot enough in this room. Now I'm thinking about them.
You got some Scafidi in there, don't you?
Yeah.
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
Always happy to oblige.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But yeah, so Carson, thumbs down.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's too bad.
The city, not the person.
So you move up here.
What about the Oxy?
Why don't you move up here?
How do you guys feel about
down?
I was born and raised like in Carson. I mean, technically, I was born in Reno, but I never lived no place else other than Carson. And as much as I fucking hate it, like it's like mold. There's just not enough bleach in the world to get it off. So like, I'm kind of stuck there, and I'll probably just fucking die there just because it's easier than fucking going somewhere else.
Talking about getting it off.
Come party with us, Jen.
That's a that's a ring. That's a ringing endorsement for Carson.
We need to get a slut fungus house in Reno.
I would say it's more like a scab.
Wow, the four of you are roommates.
You pick at it. You pick at it. You want to keep picking at it. You shouldn't, but you keep picking at it, and you want to get it off, but you're still there.
25 miles north, you got a really nice little city going on.
Yeah, see, but
not you guys. You guys can't move to Sparks.
What'd you say?
You guys aren't allowed in Sparks. So, yeah, that, yeah.
You know what? Trust me. If you think Carson sucks,
I'm not going to get shot in Carson.
I like living in Carson.
No one has really pulled a gun on me in Carson.
People get shot in Carson all the time, though. You see it on the news. Stabbed.
Like they found some people on like Biger River and shit, and then that IHOP thing. But that was like the biggest shit.
That was like a national news shooting in Carson.
I know, and that's the first time Carson City has made national news since it became a dignified city.
That's been a long time. When was that?
Speaking of big news, did you guys see the fire? Well, you guys didn't.
Yeah,
this is the fire.
Yeah,
and that dude's an asshole. But like, what a way to get away from the police.
Yeah, that was. You know what? The cops. It was started by a car chase gone terribly awry.
Yeah, I would blame the police
for.
I'm just joking, police.
Well, I mean, you know, we don't know yet. Chasing like sometimes that does happen. I'm sure.
Yeah, you chase a guy for speeding, and then he drives into a place. Sometimes and lights
he's
the forest
a
on
douche
fire.
And doesn't know how to
fault.
Control
yeah.
his car while he's driving at unsafe speed.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. You know? And when you're chasing him at 110 miles an hour, then it's kind of his fault.
Right? So what did he do? Yeah. He like veered off and threw a cigarette out the window, or
I think that he just crashed the car and it sparked a fire.
Yeah, because I saw it when the
and
fire
they
was
couldn't
just
find
all
him.
Like white and yellow. And
so
thought,
it worked. He got away.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it was totally like
he got away in the
ink
chaos
from an
say,
octopus.
Dude, I think someone just Poof. Kind of like. Drop one of those smoke grenade things, and then
it was like a spy hunter thing.
But and that Someone's was a, that Batman. Was a pretty burly fire too. It got
it
big
looked
and,
pretty nasty when I was
yeah,
driving
I believe
over
it's
here.
Still going. Yeah,
yeah no, it's we'll still see. Burning.
By
yeah,
the time this yeah. show comes out, the whole city could it's, be burnt to
the
it. To
the black the black gas smoke went away though. That was good.
Well, up in Collin Ranch, they don't have a lot of black gas.
It was from the car.
We got lots of empty houses in Carson, guys.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a great place for a structure fire.
You
want to
see a city burn? Well.
Yeah.
So were the firemen all out there, like, taking care of it?
I don't know. We just drove by
I think
saw,
so.
Like,
no, I think
the
they
canyon.
Were mostly, from what I've seen, they were just standing around picking their ass.
They Wait. Deserve a good blowjob, you know.
Just joking,
what
firemen,
was that,
I
Nick?
Love you.
They deserve a good blowjob, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, man. Why don't you help them out?
Oh, I just suck his dick.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And you know what? That's who you should be. Sucking their dick, Nick, is a real hero, like a firefighter.
Dick
huh,
sucking.
It's so
not
true.
Just any old person like normal.
Yeah.
You didn't
yeah,
hear what, preacher?
Like Rotten Ron.
Did Nick
change
rooms?
Don't just
rooms?
Be sucking Rotten Ron's.
All right. Oh, whoa. Ah, whoa.
We were playing bad samples
Holy
of Nick
shit.
While he was out of the room peeing.
No. Why, what, Rick?
We were. Dick moves, sorry.
No, Nick, like I was saying, Ron. You like Ron a lot, right?
Ron Jeremy? Yeah, he's
no,
great.
No, Rotten Ron.
Oh, Rotten Ron.
Rotten Ron.
Dude, I was hella pissed off.
How much do you like him?
I just
suck
his dick.
That's why I left her.
I'm not even going to argue with her.
All right. Now it's not fun anymore.
I know.
When Nick gives
I'm
up,
going
it's
to ruin
totally
it
not
for you.
Fun. Yeah. All right.
But
what do you guys do for fun in Carson then?
Masturbate.
Tweak.
Worship the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously.
We're in Carson. Weed. It's so Meth. Boring we have to worship the devil.
Yeah. Masturbate, study the occult, and listen to gangster rap. That's
Video
all I'm
games.
About.
Yeah. No, I
it's funny. You listen to gangster rap, but yet you're in a hella punk rock band.
Dude, I
I'm inspired.
Shit like
They're actually
shaking.
Two sides of the same coin.
Very similar.
That's it.
Also
punk
hippies.
Is the white man's rap.
It is, basically.
Couldn't dance.
And pop
couldn't
punk
hold
is the
rhythm,
white man's
so
R&B.
So we just started screaming and throwing shit and called it music.
Bad pop nice. Punk
yeah.
or good pop punk?
Bad. Too white for okay. this shit.
Good pop punk is the white man's like commercial rap.
Yeah.
There ain't no pop in good fucking satanic rap. There ain't no pop about it.
Is there satanic rap?
It's a matter of opinion.
Yes, there is
oh, yeah.
There's Esham,
so
unholy.
Glad.
Check them.
There's
oh,
Christian
I meant
rap,
satanic
so there
punk.
Be.
I'm
yes.
sorry.
Exactly.
God damn it. I'm getting confused. I drink too many PBRs. Hey, kids, don't drink out there and don't drive when
Just
you're drunk.
Message brought to you
if
by
you're going
Pinky
to
Polanski.
Wear a seatbelt, please.
Yes.
Yeah,
that,
that
message
is brought
definitely
to you
brought to you by Pinky Polanski.
Don't wear a seatbelt.
I got to see Felix a bunch this weekend. That was a lot of fun. He's a good
Felix
dude at party.
Felix likes to drink.
And I like to drink.
that's
why you're out of town, sweetheart. Felix. Oh, that's my daughter, Riku. Riku, what do you think of musicians?
Jesus died for your sins.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. You're rad, man.
About time someone told
That's
me
mighty
that.
Why do you, Jesus?
Do you want to get cut? Dude, wait, do you have... Oh.
Who, what, why?
Wait, who said do you want to get cut? I really want a sample of my daughter saying that.
J-Rod
said
that. Oh,
yeah, all right, you know the story. Oh, wait, wait, what?
Do you want to get cut?
There we go.
Our cut's fun, Riku.
That blows dead bear.
My daughter's the best.
Yeah. She's so entertaining to get
My name is Riku.
She's a princess.
She's a very
She's like very
practicing for her own.
Oh. She's a very pretty princess.
Some of those are a little older.
She's like practicing for her own television show that she's going to have someday, like her whole life.
Oh, yeah, I'm training her for it. She
it's
doesn't
like
know
the remake of Small Wonder.
Yeah.
I'm the Reverend Riku Dowd.
Uh huh.
Well, that was Tom.
Hey, Tom, no. No, Tom.
No, Tom.
Watch it.
You do not mix it. Tom with Riku. That is bad soup. That is a bad
Just
soup.
Tom Riku. Right.
Fucking your mother!
There you go, that's better!
All right!
Charlie.
I think your ass smells really bad!
Brian.
No.
I know.
Okay, I'm sorry, we'll stop.
All right,
where am
I? Say, when I first saw Slut Fungus, we didn't have J-Rod with us. What was going on back then?
Who was it?
I was who never had a bass player. It's like it was,
we've gone through three other bass players. So what did he look like?
It was the first Mary Anarchy you guys played.
The Hispanic guy that had pale skin and a Metallica.
How would you know if it was a Hispanic guy? If
I just
had
remember
pale skin.
You guys played Iron Maiden.
Just kind of make him
you play Iron Maiden.
That could be me.
It was the first Mary Anarchy.
Nick.
So I was with Nelson.
Nick was in Slut Fungus,
aka the Mexican.
It was the Mexican. The Mexican.
I forgot about that.
The Mexican played bass for us for a while.
GBH does fucking shit on your mind.
They're answering your question.
Yeah,
you and
Rick.
Previously, Body Harm.
So what happened?
Okay. Well, anyways, the Mexican. He had a job and a girlfriend, and he really liked this girl for a while, and he cared way more about getting his dick sucked for a minute. So,
well,
isn't
that why?
But not in the long run, if you think about it.
I'm sorry, guys. The first girlfriend I get that isn't willing to come to a show and suck my dick. The shows are going to go first. I'm just saying.
Oh wait, what?
Fuck yeah, J-Rod. That's right.
I'm not going to say anything about something sucking my dick.
Isn't that why you get into rock and roll in the first place?
Yeah, that's a fucking lie. A fucking bold
It might be a lie.
Don't believe the hype.
But that,
don't believe the hype.
That's what you thought when you got into it. You're like, I'm gonna play an instrument. Bitches will be all over me.
Not like that,
no,
really.
No,
it actually kind of is, but
depends on what type of music.
It takes a while.
Listen to cowbell
over here. The kind of girls that actually chase you for
cowbell
music are the
daddy.
Kind of girls that we sing about in our songs. Slut Fungus.
That's why you wear a condom.
So, what's a condom?
I like crazy.
Yeah,
it's those things that Christian fundamentalists poke holes in with needles at the store.
But anyways, our bass player, our former bass player Nelson, he liked to play Metallica songs instead of playing original songs. He's a cool guy and everything.
We
and,
still hang out with him. He's awesome, dude. We still play video games with him. He just has a short attention span.
Yeah. And plus, he was supposed to record with our first album, Ear Bukkake, and...
He did not show.
He did not show. So.
He did not show. We called. He said, you didn't call.
Yeah.
Excuses my ass. If Nelson, if you're listening to this, fuck you. I love you.
How'd you guys find J-Rod?
I think Brian.
Under a bridge.
Brian. Brian, I think.
Under the rainbow.
Introduced to our band.
Comic Coffee's open mic night. We used to play that. In,
I played at Comic Coffee by myself for about 17 months in a fucking row.
There you go.
And then.
You found the sluts.
Open mics making it happen.
Well, they were already around, and like I'd seen a couple of their shows, and they did a benefit show for our good friend who passed, and I got to hang out with them there, and then they ran out of their bass players, and.
they were stuck with you.
It just started out as like, will you help us practice, maybe play a show, this, that, and the other thing, and then it was, please don't go, nobody stays in our band.
Awesome. This is the right configuration. You guys belong together.
The first time I saw you guys was dog water like 2-3 years ago when Earl and Rick streamed it over the internet.
Right. And you didn't have – didn't you not have a bass player, or was that one guy standing in?
No, we didn't have a bass player.
We
didn't
have a bass player.
And you guys
and Mark Walker, who did our artwork. Mark Walker, who did our artwork, I told him, I was like, dude, do backups for us or something, make us sound better, because our bass player's not there, and we fucking suck.
Yeah,
so
he came up and did it. And honestly, so, and whatever. You did. Like, from Louisiana over the internet, it was awful.
But
then when I saw you this year at the back, you know, I've been...
Amazing.
Brian and I have been friends for like 2 years now since I moved back, like, hanging out every week. And I was really looking forward to seeing you guys at the show, and you did not disappoint. You guys are one of the tightest punk rock bands in the region right now, and I really dig your set.
It's kind of like saying
we're next to Liver Scars.
You guys should be playing with the Dwarves this weekend.
Yeah, man, for real.
No, they should have got Slum Fuggers for that.
I wonder
why. Blood Guts and Pussy, dude.
I like who is it? I mean, it's Miracle Drugs is with them or something.
Miracle Drugs and the Shame.
And I like Miracle Drugs, but yeah, you guys should be on that fucking bill.
Because they're the Alley's favorite house band.
Yeah, the Shame's, and they earned it. Totally.
So, Melvin's a great band.
We keep trying to get them.
Melvin's and the Miracle Drugs are.
Remember when they told us they're starting a band? They're like, we're starting a band.
Sending who naked pictures? What?
Danzig.
He keeps writing Danzig to let his band play with him.
Yes.
He likes those naked pictures.
We need to
dude.
Play with Danzig.
Homo.
He's totally into
artwork
it.
In my photo.
Did you know that, Rick? That Danzig was a homo? Did you know that, Rick?
Do you know he's not a homo?
Nobody looked at me funny when I was down front of the show. And he fist bumped me, and I kind of got that vibe. Yeah.
He didn't want to fist bump you.
So that's right.
Dude, he needs Glenn Danzig needs to take some Gleaminex.
What's Gleaminex?
I was gonna say, guys,
watch brain
candy? Drug that makes
you
happy.
Oh, Gleaminex, brain candy.
Oh, yeah, brain candy, totally. But I was gonna say about us not having a bass player and fucking up all those shows. I really do have to give big ups to Skinny and Seven for playing bass for us. They were our two other bass players, and. I'm just going to let them know that, like, yeah, their place was
and
there.
And Nelson.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah, who was the guy that stood
we already
the last
talked
album?
About Nelson. Fuck him.
You had
he
the Nelson
it.
Twins in your band?
Yeah. Hey, Tom Gordon knows those guys.
Wookie actually was the
Wookie,
dude
that's
on the
right.
Album.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was the other Chewbacca.
But he was starting to eyeball our equipment, and he wanted
Ryan
to steal
Cowell
it.
For yeah. The solo.
We're afraid of him stealing all our shit, so.
And beating the shit out of us.
Yeah, he's a big, tough guy, and we don't want to deal with that.
It's a pill that gives worms to ex-girlfriends.
You guys don't get it.
What's wrong with that?
Just don't get it.
No, but J-Rod's been really he's been a really good bass player. So,
dude, I love your band.
The configuration right now is perfect, dude.
I loved your band already. And then fucking when somebody told me, did you see they got a midget bass player? I about shit my fucking pants. And then when it turned out he was good. Oh my God.
Well, no, and really,
if he ever tries to leave, Brian
and Pat or like Rick or somebody was like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. The midget. And I'm thinking they're just making fun of somebody short.
Right.
And like, oh, hell yeah.
Like, holy shit. No, wait a minute. The Lollipop Guild has come into town.
La, la, la,
and really,
la,
and that's fucking rad. Punk as fuck, man.
It's like when I told my folks about the show, and then they found out that Rick was gay. They were just all, "That's rad, dude. That's fucking rad that Rick's a homo."
Because they
that
thought you found someone,
thing.
Or
everybody's
what?
Got their problems.
No,
yeah, Chewy's folks were like, "Yeah, Nick's a Mexican."
No, wait, hold on.
That's cool.
Yeah, my parents found out Nick was Mexican. They're like, "All right, that's okay."
Put away the silverware. No, no. See, okay, so Rick, you about shit when you found out that I was actually a dwarf and shit. But I had no fucking idea that you were gay. And I'm going, dude, this guy's fucking rad, but what the fuck? Like, there is no straight man that is this fucking happy if he is living alone. So, like, I'm talking to Preacher, and I'm going, so what's up? Has he got a girlfriend or what? What's going on there? And then Preacher tells me you're gay, and I thought he was fucking with me. And going, no way.
You all punch Preacher in the mouth. Shut up.
Shut
Rick's
up.
My
shut
fucking
up.
Friend, fucker.
How dare you?
No, he's really happy.
Well, I would have hit him in the mouth, but I would have had to, you know, got a step ladder and all that.
And then you find out he's Christian.
What the hell?
Then I really just like,
that,
okay.
That was when I was like, okay, wait a minute.
This is weird.
And well, no, and then I was confused because you've got that Bible verse on the back of your door, but it's all rainbow and shit. I'm going, what kind of fucked up contradiction did I just get into? And I'm going, I'm used to being the odd man out, okay? I will admit that. I stick out like a sore thumb on Easter Sunday, fine. But what the fuck?
Yeah.
Howdy, faggot.
Exactly.
Running faggot, running free.
It's awesome.
See the faggot. See the running faggot.
I'm gay, Christian, and registered Republican. I can get lynched anywhere I go.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. So did you guys not know that part either?
We thanked you in our last album.
Do you know he's also a recovering alcoholic?
You would have to be, I think.
And, yeah. And somehow Rick all pulls it together in a nice shiny
and
little
you know. Oh, isn't it?
Do you just think he's a normal guy?
With the shiny
right.
Blue,
he's normal
eyes.
And well-adjusted and cool. That's to awesome. Hang out with and shit.
Yeah. Bells and a cute little pink ribbon.
Yeah. Well, on that note, I think it's time for more music.
Yeah,
another
absolutely.
Song.
Absolutely. Okay. Double it up because you guys are
yeah,
punk.
Two songs.
Okay. Two songs.
Yeah,
really oh, we're going to have to pull one out of our ass.
It's okay.
Slut Fungus.
Yeah.
Unless you want to play one off the CD after we play this one.
You guys put the fun in Slut Fungus, I'll tell you that.
Wow, that's probably the nicest compliment.
And probably the slut, too.
Probably the
yeah,
last
I was
going
to say the slut, too.
Yeah, probably the slut, too.
You guys
yeah.
put and the slut
in slut. I'm probably the sluttiest, and Preacher's got to be the fungiest. If that makes
I
sense
used to be the sluttiest, but now I'm settled down. I have a kid on the way, but hey, I masturbate constantly. Yeah,
yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, masturbation.
Welcome to the dad
so
club. Welcome to the dad club. We're all
you're already in
except
the
for the non.
Thank you, internet porn.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, internet porn.
Saving marriages since 1993.
Did someone say my
ruining
name?
Marriages since 1994.
So how you guys feel about a surprise? You think you can do that?
I love surprises.
Like a Dirty Sanchez or something?
You want to play the drums on the surprise? Or?
Donkey right. Punch.
That's Nick's
that's a
favorite
surprise.
Surprise.
Who's doing the drums for that one?
Yeah. For a surprise attack, Brian will do the
ooh,
bongos.
That's a good, that's right. A good rapid fire. Dirty Sanchez punch. Or Donkey Punch? Go.
Donkey Punch every time.
Rick, Dirty Sanchez or Donkey Punch?
Talking about giving or receiving?
Receiving.
Both donkey punch all the way.
Brian.
Just giving or receiving, Rick?
Both.
Yeah.
This is a fun show.
This is the best.
You know how you get a Dirty Sanchez in the first place is anal.
Well, really?
Interesting. Well, I know it's
thanks
got
for
a lot
explaining
to do with
the
butt. Where
I know.
The,
I watched
the mustache
South Park.
Comes from. And
California Donkey Punch.
I know. I've read Urban Dictionary from cover to cover.
Donkey Punch, Dirty Sanchez Blumpkin.
Now you're talking.
You got a pick, Jamie?
That sounds like my birthday party.
You ever you ever search your own first name on Urban Dictionary?
You going no
yeah,
pick on
it,
this?
Dude, thanks.
Yeah, it's interesting. Search your own first name on Urban Dictionary.
All right.
You'll come up with some interesting results.
I'm not like
especially
that
if your
at all.
Your band's name's Slut Fungus and the first thing you search is slut. It like takes
yeah.
forever to get through it.
Here's like we got a little song about a slut we're gonna play for you right now.
Promiscuous right. woman.
I keep love you, whores.
Keep Reno dirty.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I thought that you'd be the one. Turns out that I was very wrong. You open your thighs for with a guy. When the lie came from you, it's your bullshit and lies. When to top it off, you fucked my friends. We're gonna be enemies to the end. Saboteurs, stabbed in the back. I wasn't ready for this. Surprise, surprise. Attack. Back!
wasn't ready for it. Surprise! Surprise! Attack!
All right.
To play that on six strings. That's fucking weird. I'm always just over here fucking.
All right. See the acoustic guitar.
Now we got another one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we got to switch seats again.
Did you rehearse this at all?
No way.
We didn't awesome. No, I didn't.
Not that one. No, I have fucking no clue what I'm doing. Fucking rehearse.
I pulled that out.
Are you guys going to play Roller Jockey Bukkake?
Right now, during the switch, I want to throw out another little shout-out
to a friend of mine,
a new friend of mine over the Facebook, a guy named Charlie. He runs, there it is, Open Eye Production, handmade chainmail jewelry and accessories and clothing for the ladies.
Nice.
He also started doing scale mail, and he makes kick-ass hot sauce. He's going to be having that in an upcoming hot sauce contest, I think, at the Grand Sierra later this summer. I'll have more details about that, because if you like hot sauce, this is the place to go.
Well, it's not
I like hot
just
sauce.
Any type
you don't
of
like
hot
sauce,
sauce
I don't like
kick
you.
Kick-ass hot sauce.
That's got me stoked. I fucking love hot sauce, motherfuckers.
No, that's a brand name.
I feel pumped up just
now. Yeah, kick-ass hot sauce is a brand name.
Just hearing about that. I love medieval shit, and I love fucking hot sauce, so I'm
yeah,
down
check
with
this
that.
Guy
so
out.
Is there something wrong with me?
Medieval hot sauce.
Open Eye Production. Open-eyed Productions. You can check him out on Facebook. And the guy's name is Charlie, and he makes really awesome, beautiful stuff. Chokers, hair things, shirts,
nice.
Bras. Really, really cool stuff.
Well, yeah, I'm in the market
uses
for some
colors.
Bras.
I bet. Yeah, I bet you are.
Guy's got that bitchin' Superman armor.
Who what? Has Superman armor?
Got Gary, dude, the chainmail guy. He made this badass Superman suit. And I think he made it for himself, but he like had the chainmail cape and the chest thing and all blue and had.
Where am I?
Where? What? Yeah.
That must have been heavy,
dude. You're like 10 miles away.
I know. It's
on Krypton.
You know. Never mind. Fuck.
All right, you guys ready to play?
Yes. Yeah, we call this beef curtains.
Yay.
The rusty stamped of ballistic dreams.
It's like a slow film with the latency. Then I asked her how long we would be. She said I won't remember anything. It's like a slow film with the latency.
Getting no action the whole night through.
Then I asked her how long we would be. She said I won't remember anything. Oh yeah, she asked me how long we would be. She said we won't remember anything.
Nice. All right, J-Rod, can you get back in here?
I don't think it's ever smelled worse in the studio.
Oh, this smells horrible in here. Like, Rick, is this what my room used to smell like?
No, that was worse.
Oh, okay.
But you were used to it, so you didn't.
Yeah, yeah, like, exactly.
The smell's nothing like goat.
Just me.
But the general humidity is much higher.
With a yeast infection.
Yeah, gross. Yeah, like a sick goat.
With the yeast infection.
Like a sick goat who was on antibiotics.
I was never diseased.
Yeah.
I just didn't
do
a lot of laundry.
Your goats were.
I just didn't do a lot of laundry. And I had many women over.
Oh, and when the heater would come on, the smell would come out from under the door.
That's past tense, man. Oof. I'm a Betty Crocker.
He does so much laundry now, you wouldn't even fucking believe it.
Yeah. It is about that time for my favorite segment of the show.
Oh, no. Is that what we're doing next?
Oh, yeah.
No, don't. No. No,
please don't. Please, God.
Bend over, fellas.
That's right. It's the worst little quiz in the world.
No!
A segment which I'm going to ask you some uncomfortable questions and score you in a completely subjective
way. Hey, I didn't sign up for that.
No way.
I love my life. Yeah, guys, so it's time for the quiz, and you guys are fun. I'm going to lose all the easy questions. You guys get all the fun questions. But I got to write your names down. Because I'm bad like that. Preacher and T and J and shit.
What color was your diarrhea today?
All right. we'll start rather easy. Preacher, how often do you masturbate?
9 times before noon.
9 times before noon?
Always, every day.
Putting some big numbers up on the board over here. Travis.
Not much as I used to. I'm out of shape and I need to exercise. So about like maybe 2 times before I fall asleep.
Yeah, that is exercise.
Right. Twice a day. That's good. Good.
Yeah,
keep
going.
It's
good cardio.
I should do cardio.
Jared, my friend. Every day as much as possible?
It was a lot more until I broke my wrist, so now I got to use the left one, and, like, you know, I'm still getting the balance back, but, like...
A fickle new girlfriend.
We call that the stranger.
She doesn't know how to love you, right?
No, the stranger is when you sit on your hand until it falls asleep.
When it's numb. Yeah.
Your left
hand,
though.
That's the other woman.
It has to be the left hand, because that one's already odd by itself, and then you sit on it, and then it gets even weirder.
It's a double strange.
And that's homemade strange, and you guys can take that home.
Homemade Strange. Oh, homemade strange. That's fantastic.
A good name.
Band name right there. Trademark it.
Homemade strange.
Brian, how often do you masturbate? I don't really want to know this.
I don't know, like playing music and masturbating, like in my head, it kind of feels like the same thing. So I kind of get confused.
So that every time I play music, it feels so good.
Yeah.
You get,
then
like,
why
negative.
Doesn't it sound
you get like negative two for that answer.
Give
dude.
Him a metaphor, give him a handicap.
Yeah. Thank you, Dang. Let's see. How hard do you hit your girlfriend?
Oh, funny, wow. This is.
No, that's not. Right, so. That's not a real.
I don't hit my girlfriend. I don't ever
that's
hit my girlfriend.
That's just a trick question.
That's a lie, dude.
I never hit my girlfriend.
That's a trick question.
Lying, man.
Well, have unless you, she asks.
But really, have you ever tasted your own DNA?
Yes.
Yeah, that's simple yes or no.
Liar. No.
Liar.
Yeah.
All right. You didn't say semen.
Guys, on the edge.
You said DNA.
Your saliva actually contains
DNA. All right, well, it's your DNA. Let me change that. Have you ever tasted your own semen, my friend?
Gross. Man, really?
Yes.
Fuck. No.
See, that's what I thought the DNA question
that's what
was.
I thought yeah, all right. Yeah, you guys are on board. Thank you very much.
I don't care, dude. If she gave a good
DNA,
blowy, I'll kiss
it was
her
a code
afterwards.
Word. It was there. You go, my friend. A little courtesy.
I'll kiss her afterwards. Good blowy.
She can kiss the toothbrush.
Does that count?
Okay,
if that doesn't count.
Okay,
then
if that counts, then probably.
All right, good man. Travis, you don't know what you're missing. Best 10 minutes of your life. How is your stool today, Brian Cowbell?
All right, I guess. Could have been better.
Weak answers here, my friend.
J-Rod.
Jared, how is your stool today?
About half my size.
Yeah!
Nice.
That's a big one.
That's a good day.
Travis, how is your
it
stool?
It was like red, but not blood red. It was like from eating spaghetti. So it was good.
full of tomatoes.
Eating spaghetti doesn't make your poop red, bro. You might want you to go to the doctor.
Right.
Okay.
Not generally. You get extra
one and three quarter inches wide, about a foot
detailed
and
blueprints,
9 inches long, half of it solid, towards the end squishy.
I'm just glad you quit sending me pictures.
Spicy.
Is that how your last Facebook got deleted?
Yes, that is exactly how it got deleted.
Let's see.
Stole samples. Putting too much shit on there.
One of my favorite questions to ask, where and when did you lose your virginity?
I lost my virginity at the apartments across from Carson High School.
Was her name Jenny Pez Dispenser?
No, her name...
Oh!
No offense. Her name was... Wasn't it her same answer?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, she said something like that.
Is that actually... You're right. Anyways, she did give a very similar
answer. It was across the street from Carson High School in a bedroom at an apartment.
Nice.
All right.
And I was 15.
Hey, extra 15 points for that answer.
So people in Carson do it young.
Travis.
What he said.
Still waiting?
Yeah, it was him.
Fucking knew it.
Jared.
I was 13 in my bedroom at my parents' house while they were home. And I don't know if they know that, but they're going to hear this and they're going to know. So, hi, Mom and Dad. I still love you. I hope you still love me.
See, we absolve your sins. It's like confession.
Hang on a second.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
See,
hang
I'm with
second.
A minister here, so this counts as a confession.
Hang this on. Is an intervention.
Hang on. I got to interrupt the show for a second.
Oh, no.
I have somebody live on the phone with me.
Shit.
Hello?
Hello?
Dave?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. Hey, we're going to call you in just a little bit. We're doing the quiz. We're good to hear you.
Well, let's talk to him now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk to you right now. Yeah, no sweat. How's the tour going?
We're at a little bit of a hang-up right now. Our van blew up yesterday.
Oh, no.
Where at?
Yeah. Fucking vans.
We're going to make it keep happening.
I saw you over the weekend at the block party.
You what now?
You were here over the weekend, right?
No.
Oh, wait, no.
Back.
Nope. That was your look.
Oh, yeah.
Rory forgot what he looks like.
I ran to your Dan Double or something. I don't know. I was drinking all day long.
he kept telling me, he's all, hey, Dave, what's up? I'm all, I'm Nick, dude.
Well, where are you stuck?
We're in Salt Lake.
Well, that's
shit,
not
there's
bad.
A lot of
too
hot
pro,
bitches
eh?
In Salt Lake.
Dude, I was born out there.
There's a huge like punk scene there, right?
Do they have a huge maybe not.
Yeah, according to one movie that was made.
About 500,000 Mormons there.
I saw that.
Dave, do they still have a good punk scene there, or is it just in the movies?
I don't know. Like we've never actually played out here.
Oh, really?
They won't let you.
Yeah.
It's illegal.
Are you stuck at this shop or something with your car?
Do I still have one in the car?
You guys stuck at the shop with your automobile?
No, right now the van is in front of Pat's sister's house.
Oh, cool. You got family there. That's good.
Yeah, so we're going to try to sell the van, and Chris is going to take the train tonight back to Reno, get his truck, bring it back to Salt Lake with get a trailer, and then we're going to keep doing, go up through Idaho and Oregon.
That's pro.
There is a plan.
That's pro, dude. That's pro.
How long? You guys have been on the road now for a couple months, right? I mean,
we left at April 27th.
Yeah, that's rad.
The fuck do you guys eat?
a lot of beans.
Nice.
I bet that.
Keep them
beer. I bet that truck smells great.
No wonder the van blew up.
Yeah, about as good as this bedroom.
Yeah, we have a song about the van called Farts and Feet.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
I can't wait to hear it.
Well, good luck. Yeah. Sorry to hear about your troubles, but we're glad to know that you're going strong and not letting it get you down.
Stay you guys kick ass.
We both slide away.
Yeah, Slut Fungus is our guest. They say hello.
And to stay away from the Slut Fungus.
Oh, yeah.
And, wrap it up.
Me and Brian have bought in your Muffstache LP.
That's
it was
a good fucking
quite
record.
Enjoyable.
And I got the other one that had the shitty packaging but better sound. And it was
so get better awesome. Packaging on the second album, please.
I love your fucking music. You're awesome.
Thanks, man.
Brian has a huge crush.
All right, well, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Punk rock love on WLP.
We'll be on soon.
Thanks for checking in, man.
Good luck.
Fuck yeah.
Late.
Was that also some slight hostility I noticed?
So how do those blonde girls in the Sugar House District?
Always. You know why? Because we are Northern Nevada's only rock and roll band, and I will stand by that.
That's a strong statement.
All right.
Holy shit, I am now 6'4".
Guys, I'd just like to say...
Back to the quiz.
Back to the quiz.
Do I get to talk about the virginity now?
Yes, wait, please. Wait, where were we at?
We're on your virginity. We did finish mine. We just finished mine.
All right, Brian. Yes.
15. Okay, so me and my friend John Hanneman.
Using last names. Nice.
Oh, shut
You've
up.
Heard the show before.
Oh, I thought you were implying something else.
We were.
He's a drummer in one of my other bands, but he...
a lot of rhythm
the method. His then girlfriend, soon to be ex wife.
I like it.
She left her address book sitting at the house, so we were like, you know, hey, we're bored and have no
just
life.
Just calling up bitches?
Yeah, so we're like, hey, let's call up some of these bitches. And I was a virgin, you know, like, I'm like, this isn't going to happen. I don't know what the hell I'm doing, you know, so. Like, yeah, we just called up this random chick.
This isn't
like,
Carson City, so it's pretty much like a sure thing.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you want to come over and drink some Screwdivers? Okay. And like, it totally worked out. Like,
dude.
The way a
Brian, I am so impressed. Like, I had no
idea.
This
was last week?
I was actually just turned 19.
You're probably like, fuck, I could have been doing this the whole time.
And I still rub one out of that story.
Did you do it again?
No, I've discovered the internet, and then I've never gone without.
I think if you just pick the Carson City phone book up and call the first number, you're likely to get some
pussy. Wait, do you pick up internet chicks, Brian?
Not as much as I used to, but, like, yeah.
Oh, my friend. Dangerous waters there. I applaud you.
Yeah, you gotta vet them out first.
Wait, you don't have them at Starbucks.
No,
dude, okay. I met this chick through Craigslist one time. Hella drunk, right? Okay. Wait, no, hold on. Okay, so I was shit-faced, and my buddy talks me into putting up an ad. Too drunk to type, so at the time I'm like 17. I copy my fucking MySpace about me and I just put it in the Craigslist.
Awesome.
And this chick hits me up. She is 5'11". So I've got two choices here. I can either fuck her belly button and make out with her, or I can fuck her and make out with her belly button. But still, I've got to get into kind of a weird angle. So I'm just interested in the challenge.
That's what boobs are for.
Exactly. Thank Christ. Except she only had like half of one.
Wow.
No, dude. Okay. So like, she was cool, and I don't mean to talk shit about her at all. But later on, she joins the military. She's driving truck in Korea, and I ask her, just being a funny guy, say, "Have you met Kim Jong Il yet?" Nobody actually meets Kim Jong Il. I was fucking around. She goes, "Who?" And I said, "What?" And she goes, "Who is Kim Jong Il?" And I'm like, pretty much the whole fucking reason you're in Korea right now, man.
Dumbass
like,
bitch.
Wake up.
So that was my Craigslist experience. I had an online girlfriend.
Braver
that's not part of the quiz.
That was a weird story, man.
Yeah.
No, have you ever met a dictator before?
Yeah. color, make, and model of your current pair of underwear. Go. He's got a check.
He's looking at it.
Boxer briefs, apparently.
All right.
What's
color?
Underwear?
Blue.
All right.
It's sticking out.
I like your answer, friend. I like where your head's at.
Yeah.
Travis?
Butt huggers white.
Yeah. Old school.
I would say Swampland military green.
Gay.
Nice.
It's okay. It's gay.
It's camo!
Let's see.
The Army's gay.
I still like this question.
Thanks a lot.
One of my favorite questions in all of history. Who
kidding.
Would you start
Army
a fist fight with?
Army people are going to beat the fuck out of me. I'm just kidding. The armed forces are awesome, and thank you for your service.
Yeah, everyone, we support you. My brother's out there. He's been there forever.
Make sure you go ahead and isolate that, the Army's gay thing.
Definitely.
Okay.
Family.
Thank
your brother.
My
us.
Question is...
I'm going to quit doing this show for my health.
My question is, what?
In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with? Like, pick a fight with.
I'm a very passive person. I guess I would have to say Paul the Apostle.
Yeah, good one. Yeah.
Way old school.
That'd be a challenge.
The original The Rock.
I would have to say Joseph Stalin.
Never mind.
I'd like to crush his head in. So
don't like
Joe
Italian,
Stalin, huh?
Yeah, dude.
I'm just gonna say "Wee Man" because I know that's what everybody wants to hear.
No, no, who? No, who do you want?
No,
who do you want?
No, seriously, that probably would be it. That dude just kind of pisses me off, and I don't know why. Mainly because the only thing the motherfucker's famous for is kicking himself in the head, and I know about 15 motherfuckers that can do that, and they're regular height.
Yeah, I can do it.
Seriously,
I can do it.
You know exactly.
Dude,
I
love
used to
Wee
be
Man,
able to. I used
and
to be
I love
able to.
You.
No, and he's funny, and he's funny. Both. But when I lost my respect for Wee Man was when I found out that there was another dwarf that did all of his skateboarding stunts because he can't skate for shit. Yeah. No, he's on Big Brother magazine back in 1999, I think, maybe early 2000.
That's bullshit.
That's why they're always dressed up as the Oompa Loompas and shit. It's a lot easier to make it to where you can't catch the double.
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah, if I had to oh wait, no, if not him, Zach from Good Old People Big World, because that dude gave me a dirty look when I met him.
And I would fuck
gladly
that guy,
knock
that
motherfucker out. So I'm just picking dwarfs because nobody else can.
thank you for doing that for us, my friend.
I totally have a chub now.
Brian, pick a fist fight with anybody in history, live or dead.
Wee Man.
Yeah, like just anybody who would hit a woman, any wife.
So
dead.
Yeah,
you
be a good man,
such
Brian.
Hey,
you know what? Can I say Quentin Tarantino?
I would love to fucking kick Quentin
Tarantino in the face.
I love that guy, but that's a good answer.
I want the T-shirt that says "I steal from every movie ever made" and has his face on it. Want
hey,
that shirt,
Rory?
So
can
bad.
I go back Make a couple
it.
Weeks and change my answer to Zach from fucking Big People, Little World?
That's right.
Fuck that guy.
You're fucking hurt.
Yeah. I'm not scared.
It's okay. We're gonna.
Whose dick would you suck?
Whose dick would I suck?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Okay. I watched.
I was the only one. And
got
for
that.
What? What would be okay. your price on that?
Here's the thing: is I don't know the actress's name, but I have watched the AVN Awards and I have seen the hottest fucking tranny.
Nice.
Okay?
This show.
And I will suck her dick. And spit that shit all over her titties.
It's got to either be a
okay?
star.
I think
but
the show
I
jumped
do
the shark
need to be paid.
Price yourself. Price paid. Yourself out.
$2.
Price myself out. Okay, here's what it is. I need 5 years season tickets to the Oakland Stadium.
God, you're already too high maintenance, man. All right, Travis.
Just
for the
college
A's or for
tuition,
the Raiders?
As far as the person, maybe Danzig.
Nice.
He would like that.
And for free?
No, for college tuition, man.
Oh, okay.
For fucking,
what do you think? You just suck dick?
Years of college
or
some shit.
You're asking this question.
College exactly. don't mean shit.
Why don't you ask this question of Blunderbuss when they were in?
I know. Well, really? Whose pussy would you lick? That would be so
no,
much
I
more
thought
fun
whose dick
this.
Would you suck?
Oh, okay.
Hey, Nick.
That
except
too
for Rick, who's jacking off in the back room.
I love the show.
Jared.
Fuck.
Hurry up, it's hot
no,
in this
no,
room.
No, just suck dick.
Just suck dick, not
okay,
fuck.
Okay, no fucking. Okay,
just
no
suck
fuck.
Dick.
Shut
and
up.
You can do it for money. Dick. You can do it for Raiders tickets or college tuition, too.
Well, I can
don't
say
just
one thing. It's
stare
definitely
at
not
it.
Gonna
eat
be
it.
Brian. Fuck you, Brian.
I'll take a shower.
No head
the next
for Brian.
Slut
I'll take
album
a shower.
No, just saying. Okay, I'm just going to say Rick, and it would have to be a pack of Rolaids.
All right.
All right. So we're
he did record an album.
After just happens to have a pack of Rolaids.
So I'll take that one for the team, I suppose.
B-Rai.
Jared and I have actually talked about this at length. And so
sucking
Pat
each other's dicks?
I guess so.
That's not what I was thinking, but apparently it's what
if
you were
it's with
thinking.
Beer boxes, it don't count.
No, sucking my own.
I think I just heard Rick. Heading to the store for Rolex.
Good answer, Frank.
There you go. Okay. I didn't know we could pick ourselves.
Yes, I have sucked my own dick.
Hey, your answers have been recorded. I'm sorry.
I'm not able
changing.
To suck my own dick.
My final question, quick yes, no. You're going down on a girl. You find a warm, crispy piece of bacon. Do you eat it?
No.
No.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends on how fresh it is. If I don't know,
warm, crispy.
Yeah. Warm and
that's
crispy.
It. There's a lot of variables
yeah.
in it.
Yeah. All right. Brian's the true man of the
I
band.
Love it, Brian.
Nick, hit us up with some rapid fire. Right,
bands or DJs? Go.
Bands.
Bands.
Bands. Unless you're talking about.
That was kind of a dumb question. I'm sorry.
Nobody ever
always
is. DJs.
Beer or wine? Another dumb question.
Beer.
Yeah.
What am I talking about? It's beer. All beer. Everybody's beer.
Juice. Actually, wine. Thank you very much.
All yeah. right.
Speak for
why
me
you
again,
motherfucker. Judging books by the cover again.
I'm sorry.
Speak for
I'm sorry.
Me again, motherfucker.
My bad. Okay, so I'm going to stick to the list then. Buddha or Jesus?
Buddha. To die or come back to life?
The question is
yeah,
Buddha
really?
Or Jesus?
Whatever you want.
Bigger fan of.
Buddha, I suppose.
Buddha.
Jesus.
Everybody hates Jesus. Jesus.
Hey, I really like the whole cult leader thing, okay, that he right. created.
Prince or Buddha. Michael Jackson?
Prince!
Prince.
Yeah, Prince.
I like them both, but Prince.
All right.
Yeah.
All right,
he'll make you
that.
Pancakes.
All right. So then if you got that, Prince or Bruce Springsteen, go.
Prince.
Bruce.
Prince.
Prince all the way.
Bruce fan, I'm with you, bro.
Yes.
Okay, roller derby or NASCAR? Go.
Roller derby.
Roller derby.
Big time roller derby.
Roller derby.
Yeah, roller,
come
roller
on,
jockey,
dude. Who doesn't want to see some chicks beat the shit out of each other?
All right, top or bottom? Go.
Top.
Top.
Every time.
Middle.
I'm with you, bro.
Sandwich
that's cool.
style.
That's a good way to go. Okay, here we go. Tarantino or Scorsese?
Scorsese.
Scorsese.
Tarantino.
Scorsese.
I want to kick that guy in the face.
Marilyn Monroe or Madonna?
Madonna.
Marilyn Monroe.
Betty Page.
Nice. Good. You get the third answer point.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe, even though she's dead.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, my last question for you guys. Beatles or Star Wars? Go.
Beatles.
Beatles.
Star motherfucking Wars.
Yeah.
Beatles.
All right.
All right. Hey, can I do
all
one?
Right.
I don't know you.
Go ahead.
Hurry.
All right. All right, who wins in a fight? One of Nick's chicken wire sculptures or Jason McKinnon?
Who, what
Who's
the
Jason
fuck?
McKinnon?
That is so deep, man.
Because I know the answer.
I do, too.
I
all, right.
Don't.
All right, that was tough. I'm,
the wire
I'm sorry.
All right,
so it was a tight, tight
Muppets.
Field today. Unfortunately, in last place is the travesty.
Yeah!
Bringing up first place runner-up, or second place runner-up, we have the lovely Preacher with 189 points. And actually tied.
Oh, no.
For first place, we have Brian and Jared, and frankly... Jared gets it because he's a dwarf. So, thank you all for playing.
Make him arm wrestle.
I didn't know the shitty answers win. The shitty answers win. Fuck you guys.
Oh, Brian made up for a lot of ground with his losing virginity answer. So.
Oh, yeah. That was really cool. I was there for that. I was.
I thought we weren't going to talk about it. Never mind.
Beer boxes. The tiebreaker was
beer boxes.
Fist fight, but...
Do you guys have another song? Are you done a song?
Well, we were going to play one off the disc to close out the show.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to actually leave because I have to go host an open mic night.
Yeah, so let's
no!
close out the show.
Wrap it up.
No.
Good. All right, just close out the show and throw another song.
I got a plug.
Fuck you guys. Plug. I'm so glad to get out of here.
Yeah, all right. Oh, my God. I'm just dripping with sweat.
Okay. Pinky Polansky, Friday night at Harrah's in the fucking rad new
yes!
little film they have. Pinky Woo! Polansky rules, and I love them.
Yeah,
and,
go
they're
check
a sponsor
that out.
Of ours. And it's at Harrah's at the cool little fucking sterile room they have now, so check it out.
And whose dick would you
And frankly, I have a bunch of stuff for next weekend, not this weekend. Let's say for one thing, I'm going to be emceeing the Strega Reno Superhero Crawl Party. We're going to have a costume contest, drink
shit.
Specials. We're one of the start and end point. We're going to have bands all night long. It's going to be a great time.
What night is that?
Saturday night the 14th at Strega. Also, that same night, the Salvagery is having an opening for their community art space on Saturday, July 14th, 4 p.m. to 4 a.m., three stages and an incredible array of musicians, DJs, performers, and artists, entertaining anyone and everyone who wishes to see this incredible facility for themselves, family-friendly activities in the afternoon and evening, transition into the full-on party as the night falls.
Also, that same night, on
yes,
Third Street so- Bar...
Oh, yes?
Also, that same night at Third Street Bar, it is the CD release show for Aversion Therapy.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God. The authors of our very lovely
yes.
theme
yes,
song.
Yes, and next
great
week
band.
We'll probably be playing the world
too
premiere
much
of
cool
a song
stuff.
That I know. And we're going to hear the new theme song in its full version.
We have
next
a new
week.
Theme song?
Yes. It's the same theme song, but they actually did it instead of just Evan doing it with the drum machine thing.
All right.
So. Awesome.
So Nick, it's really fucking cool.
Nick,
so
what do you have?
Can I put a plug here real quick?
Yeah, please.
I am currently living with the guitar player for the band Joe Andy. So if you guys want to check them out, they're a really great band. It's acoustic indie rock. I know it's totally different than our style, but check them out. It's called Joe Andy, J-O-A-N-D-Y.
Playing somewhere soon?
No, they had just played their first show at the Summer Music Series. And
well, tell them to call me back when they got a little more salt behind their ears.
Well, check them out. Check them out. They're getting and going. They're up and coming. They've been practicing. I wake up and I listen to those motherfuckers every day. I have to hear them jam and practice at my house all the fucking time, and they're glued to me now. So,
Joe Andy, Reno, Google.
And also, we'll come out with our first album again when I have the money, and our new album, fucking Shitting Pretty, which will come out around maybe August, hopefully.
That's a good name.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know. Damn. We want to let everybody know about your big CD release show.
All right,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Shitting Pretty, yeah, motherfuckers!
Rick, so,
produced it.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, made studios. Here at the Dogwater Studios. So are we hearing a track off of that?
Yes.
Real quick. Before we sign off, I got to do a quick disclaimer. I'm a cool motherfucker. You guys can say midget, all that shit around me, all you fucking want. But there are some people that do not take it just as well. Usually best to get the first name. All I'm saying is I warned you. So if you go around and you say midget to another motherfucker that is in my position, you may get your motherfucking clock cleaned.
Punching
and just, oh, not even that, dude. We know how to break knees and all kinds of ninja shit. I'm just saying.
General warning.
Make sure you get to know
general
somebody and get feel them out before you just use the
M word. This is for you more than
it
is for me. I am captain. Don't give a flying fuck.
And this cracker
well,
faggot
thank you.
Means
thank
it.
You for your personal service announcement.
Of course.
I respect you, J-Rod.
I feel the same way about cracks. All
right, well, so what's the song are we going to hear? Pick one.
Cat in the Brain, right?
Yeah. Cat in the Brain.
Cat in the Brain. Right. All right, yeah. Well,
rock and roll.
I am the Reverend Rory Dowd for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, and Dogwater Dick. This has been and Sled Fungus. This has been another fantastic show. Good night, ladies.
I'm always eager, Your Highness.